Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre doesn't deny Biden family China payout after Joe Biden did. By Wendell Hasebo on March 23, 2023. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Wednesday did not deny Biden family members received a collective $1.3 million payout from a CCP-linked entity after President Joe Biden denied the payout. Joe Biden falsely claimed Friday his family members did not receive a $1.3 million cut funneled through a $3 million wire transfer to Biden family business associate Robinson Walker, a cut even Hunter Biden's acknowledged was true. House oversight says they've got bank records showing a Chinese energy company paying three Biden family members through a third party. What were they paid for? Fox News's Peter Doocy asked Jean-Pierre. Jean-Pierre replied by dodging the question without denying the payments were received by the Biden family members. "Look, I'm just not going to respond to that from here," she said. "And I don't even where to begin to even answer that question because, again, it's been lies and lies and inaccuracy for the past couple years. And I'm just not going to get into it from here," she said. After the briefing, the House Oversight Committee slammed Jean-Pierre for not knowing even where to begin to even answer that question. She can start here with bank records showing a Chinese energy company paying Biden family members $1 million through a third party, the committee tweeted the evidence. The press conference comes after House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, on Tuesday asked Jean-Pierre to correct Joe Biden's false denial of his family's receipt of the China payout. Despite the overwhelming evidence, President Joe Biden continues to deny his family's involvement in suspicious foreign financial transactions, Comer wrote. President Biden's statement was misleading and dishonest, Comer said, reminding the White House the committee received the bank documents from a financial institution pursuant to a subpoena. The committee has also found evidence that shows the Biden family business received $179,836.86 while Joe Biden was in the White House as vice president in 2015. Although the sum appears to be insignificant compared to the $31 million received by the business in total, the new amount builds upon the previous reporting in 2022 by Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Related, CNN's Burnett New Biden family payment evidence doesn't look good. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. / I.